Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Congratulations. Happy Monday to you. And coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I don't care where you at. I don't care where you from. I don't care what you're doing. I'm going to be here with you for the next 4 hours. This is when I get started. Every single weekday. That means Monday through Friday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He's in New York City holding it down on the boards. And thank you so much to you. Everybody all over North America, because if you weren't listening, we wouldn't have had no show right now. So I appreciate you and thank you very much. You can always tune into the show on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in locally. Whatever the heck your local affiliate is, go ahead and listen. You got SiriusXM, it's channel 158. And if you got yourself a smart speaker, all you got to do is ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Me, I'm on the internet. I'm where people complain and make noise and waste time. I am at JR Sport Brief. That's everywhere on social media. If you want to call up, you can do so. We got a phone number. It works. It's simple. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. What a busy, busy show. We're on to the next round of the playoffs. You knew that, right? Of course you did. And we got some guests that are going to join us to get us all set. How about Austin Carr? Remember that jump shot? Yeah, Austin Carr is going to join us in about 20 minutes to talk about everything going on with the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Cleveland Cavaliers, they finally advanced. It looked kind of dicey there against the Orlando Magic yesterday, but they bounced back. They end up winning, and they got the Boston Celtics next. Congratulations. So we got Austin Carr, Cavs color analyst, who's going to join us in about 20 minutes. Next hour, Minnesota Timberwolves off to a hot start against the Denver Nuggets. Already picked up a game. Chris Hahn from the Minneapolis Star Tribune is going to join us next hour, as those Minnesota Timberwolves are going to be back in action tonight trying to go up 2-0 against the defending champion Denver Nuggets. And we don't know if Gobert is going to play because he had the birth of a child earlier. We'll talk about that. Kids are beautiful. Children are beautiful. First kid, second kid, third kid, they're beautiful. God bless them. The baby's here. But he's questionable. We'll talk about it later on in the show. And then, of course, the New York Knicks, they're going to take on the Indiana Pacers. Game one of the East semifinals in Madison Square Garden. And how about this? Tyrese Halliburton is dealing with back spasms. We don't know what his situation is going to be. My back hurts all the damn time. Matter of fact, it hurts right now, but I'm not playing basketball in Madison Square Garden against the New York Knicks. So we got a lot to do, a lot to get into. And in a few seconds, I'm excited for this, okay? Because Pat Riley did something that you don't hear or see executives do a lot of. He called out a star player. He called out guys on his team. And there's too many damn executives and coaches who are afraid, and not too many people have the resume of a Pat Riley. We'll talk about what Pat Riley had to say about Jimmy Butler in a second. But before I move on, before we talk about the basketball, before we get into the roast of Tom Brady last night. Yeah, they ripped his behind apart on Netflix. We're going to find out who the rookie of the year is. I think it's going to be Wembanyama. We don't got to wait too much longer for that. And how about this? I told you we got ridiculous bowl games in sports. Even Snoop Dogg has a bowl game. So we got football and everything and all that stuff in between. But first, super producer and host Ryan Hickey, man. How the hell are you? You good?
I'm good, JR. Good weekend. Was not roasted by anyone. So I'll take it. It was a fun, enjoyable weekend. Round two of the playoffs. Here, let's go.
You're ready. You ready for the New York Knicks, huh?
Oh, fire me up. Hour from now, Pacers, give it to me.
Okay, and no doubt about it. I'm glad you didn't get roasted. If you did a roast or we roasted you, who should host it?
Oh, interesting. Wow, there's a lot of people I think that want to make fun of me. So there might be a line of auditions.
I wouldn't do it. I'd sit in the audience. I'm not making fun of you.
You wouldn't have any jokes?
No, I don't got no jokes for you. No, no.
All right, just maybe sit and laugh.
Just movies? I don't know. It's like, you didn't see Die Hard yet, right? Still no Die Hard?
No, not yet. I attempted one time a few weeks ago, but it was unavailable.
Okay. Okay.
So I tried. I tried.
All right. I'm not mad at you. It's okay. I wouldn't participate. I'm not. And we'll talk about the roast because some of the jokes. Yeah, I mean, I get it. They're in poor taste. But when a former teammate is Aaron Hernandez, you would just go. Some of it is a little cringe. And so we'll talk about and hear some of the jokes later on this hour. And then we'll talk about it later on in the show. Let me get this out the way. Because Pat Riley, yeah, they roasted Tom Brady last night. Sure. Okay. We get it. Pat Riley had like his end of season press conference with the media in Miami. We know that the Miami Heat, they're done. Boston Celtics beat him 4-1. We haven't seen Jimmy Butler since the middle of last month. He's dealing with a sprained knee and he didn't play. Well, Jimmy Butler had the nerve over the weekend to pretty much say, well, if I was playing, watch out Boston Celtics, watch out New York Knicks. It'd be different if I was playing. But I mean, we hear this all the time. The players want to complain about, you know, what didn't happen. Joel Embiid partially is like, oh, the fans in Philadelphia, they didn't show up. I'm disappointed, man. They can be disappointed in you and maybe even your health. And so a lot of times you get these star players who say whatever comes to their mind without a real understanding of, well, how about you actually show up and play? We know Jimmy Butler is an amazing player, multiple time All-Star, Jimmy Butler, defensive team, Jimmy Butler in the bubble took the Miami Heat on his back to the NBA championship, right? We remember the scene. Jimmy Butler bent over. He's gassed. He has no energy. He's done. Nobody can dispute how hard he plays when he plays. Jimmy Butler turns 35 years old later on this year. The past several seasons, I mean, for the past several forever, it's like Jimmy Butler. This man can't scrape together more than 60 games in an NBA season. We're supposed to think that Jimmy Butler is like fine wine. Is Jimmy Butler supposed to get better as he ages? And so to talk crap over the weekend is just like, who the hell are you to say something? You weren't even out on the court available to help your teammates. And you want to know something about sports? And damn it, you want to know something about any job? The best thing that you can do is be available. That's it. We got a lot of people who show up to work. We got people who don't. We got people who show up to work and half-ass it, but they at least they doing something. They're showing up. And I get it. Injuries happen. Everybody gets hurt in sports, right? They happen. But don't talk crap if you're not able to go out there. And when you got the injury history of Jimmy Butler, don't say anything. And so Pat Riley, a man who's won and coached his teams to 5 championships, a man who won a championship. Yeah, he wasn't no star, but he played in the NBA. We're talking about the Showtime Lakers. He has seen some of the best and greatest talent, coached them, coached against them. He's coached against the Michael Jordans. He coached the Magic Johnsons. He coached the LeBrons. He brought in LeBron. Maybe didn't coach him. LeBron wanted him to coach him. And Pat Riley said, no, you got Spoelstra. Spoelstra now, one of the best coaches in the NBA. Pat Riley is almost 80 years old. He has seen everything. He has a right to say whatever the hell he wants. And so today, when asked about Jimmy Butler, the man with probably the most sterling resume as an executive and coach still in the NBA today, Pat Riley said, "Hey, Jimmy, do us a favor. You were joking, but not. Maybe you should play first. Listen to this."
You know, for him to say that, you know, I thought, is that Jimmy trolling or is that Jimmy serious? You know, if you're not on the court playing against Boston or on the court playing against the New York Knicks, you should keep your mouth shut and your criticism of those teams.
Whoa. We don't hear strong language like that. Not in 2024. Not when NBA superstars are making $50 to $60 million. Not when young executives are coming out of the film room and, you know, running teams. Not when coaches, I mean, you're like Darvin Ham, we get it. You're coaching the Lakers, you're coaching LeBron. Not when Darvin Ham goes to the Western Conference Finals, goes back to the playoffs this year, loses to the defending champion, wins the in-season tournament for whatever the hell that's worth, and then he's fired. Coaches get hired, they get fired, executives are young. Thank you so much, Pat Riley, for saying what the hell a lot of fans think. The players make so much money, the players have so much power, but what's Jimmy Butler going to do? Be mad at Pat Riley? You don't got Pat Riley's resume. You might be making the money, but Pat Riley is the boss. And in a changing time, in a changing era, thank you, Pat Riley. We need more of this, right? I mean, you the boss, you the players, and we all know this. This is why Jordan and the Bulls, and there was, I don't want to call it destruction. This is why we got a whole documentary. Because when things really boil down to it, is it the players, is it management? Come on now. We hear the same damn thing when it comes to Belichick and Tom Brady. Oh, is it management of the players? Well, it shows that Bill Belichick he's nothing without Tom Brady. Man, the coaches will tell you that. You can't be a coach. You can't be an executive. You can't go out there and coach five garbage cans and expect to win a championship. You need talent out there on the court. And the NBA is full of talent. Sports is full of talent. People that you want to see. Come on, baseball. Mike Trout doesn't make noise, but Mike Trout can't stay healthy to save his life. Mike Trout's supposed to be one of the best stars that baseball has ever seen, but his body won't let him. That's what makes what somebody like LeBron does so important. You need talent on the court, on the field, to win. You need talent to succeed. Jimmy Butler's a talent. Jimmy Butler's getting older. Jimmy Butler hasn't been able to stay healthy. Jimmy Butler, in the words of Pat Riley, if you can't play, shut up. And this isn't a matter of shut up and dribble. You know, Jimmy Butler's not out here on a crusade for ethics. He's just talking about basketball. And sure, he can talk trash, but we need more executives who just say, "Hey, yo, Joel Embiid, what the hell you criticizing the fans in Philly for? You can't even play. Shut up." We need more executives who actually put their foot down. And I'm all for player empowerment. I'm all for speaking up and getting what the hell you want. I'm all for players having participation. I'm all for players having a voice. But you know what? Show up to work. This is like that guy who's at the office and has a job. And you know somebody like that. It might be you. Maybe not. Everybody knows somebody where you show up to work and you go, "How the hell is this guy still here? How the hell is this guy got a job? How the hell does this guy make more money than me? How the hell is this person tenured and senior?" They can't even show up to work. Spare me. Thank you, Pat Riley. I know he's 80. He ain't going to be here forever, but thank you. And I know there's a lot of GMs. There's a lot of coaches who also said thank you, because the players, oh, you love them. There's no game without the players. But sometimes, a little too entitled, a little too flippant, saying too much without delivering enough. And God bless Jimmy Butler. He's delivered a whole hell of a lot for the Miami Heat since he put on the uniform. But for a guy who's closer to the end than he is to the beginning, I think you should take Pat Riley's advice. I think a lot of players should take his advice. Show up and play, or shut up. As simple as that. Oh, yeah, and by the way, Jimmy Butler wasn't the only guy that he went after. quote unquote, had advice for public advice. It's about Tyler Hero. Tyler Hero for the past several seasons. He can't put on his shoes without getting hurt. And Tyler Hero, he's just, well, for a professional athlete, Pat Riley just said, man, you kind of fragile here. It's bad.
He's been fragile a little bit. And broke his hand last year in the playoffs. You know, he had some injuries, you know, earlier in his career. And there isn't anybody who works, you know, harder at his game. And I suppose correct. He works and puts the time in. He put the time in the weight room. So, you know, how does he keep his calorie intake? And he might have to go to another level nutritionally. He's gotten stronger, but, you know, as the season progresses, you know, you lose some of that. You don't pound the iron like you do, you know, in the off season. But he's got to make some adjustments, definitely.
Yeah, at least Tyler Hero is 24 years old. This is another dude coming out of Kentucky who can't string together, you know, a couple of seasons where he's playing, I don't know, can you play 70 games? He's never done that in his NBA career. This past season, only 42. And if Pat Riley's idea today was to push buttons, and this could be a matter of manipulation, he said in regards to Jimmy Butler, who's been connected potentially to the Philadelphia 76ers, Pat Riley said, we're not trading the guy. Well, I guess there's going to have to be a conversation, or maybe there was already had with Jimmy Butler, but Pat Riley's playing politics. It wouldn't surprise me if Pat Riley just played the game just to still move Jimmy Butler. And you know what? Either way, what this tells people is that Pat Riley is the one with the power, not Jimmy Butler. Thank you, Pat Riley. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, coast to coast. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a team that's actually advanced here in the postseason. It's time to talk about the Cleveland Cavaliers. They haven't had this type of success since some guy named LeBron James was on the team. We're going to talk to a color analyst, a man whose a jump shot is not too bad as well, from the Cleveland Cavaliers. His name is Austin Carr. You are locked in. It's the beginning. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. People are locked in coast to coast. And right now, yeah, it's all about Cleveland. Because the Cavaliers have done something that we haven't seen since some guy named LeBron James was around. The Cleveland Cavaliers end up eliminating the Magic yesterday. A comeback, an 18-point comeback, to advance to the East semifinals against the Boston Celtics. To talk about it is someone who suited up for these Cavs. We're talking about someone who is known as Mr. Cavalier, someone who's been an all-star, but now he is a color analyst covering these Cleveland Cavaliers. It is Mr. Austin Carr. Austin, how are you? Thank you.
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
I'm amazing. Thank you for taking the time to hop on. It's great to see the Cavaliers back on the scene here. It took seven games against a young team. What are your overall thoughts about the series? A little bit tougher, some injuries here or there, a lot of Donovan Mitchell. What say you?
Yeah, when you look at our health situation, I remember when LeBron was with us, he used to say, we don't care where we end up, as long as we're in the playoffs and we're healthy. And that basically is what it comes down to, being healthy, because now you can operate at full efficiency. And we've been doing that this all season, though, kind of having one guy out or two guys out. And all it was like business is normal for us. But it was a tough way because the Magic team, they are going to be there for a lot of years to come.
Without a shadow of a doubt, Cavaliers legend Austin Carr is here with us, the JR Sport Brief show. When you look at the injuries, for instance, Jared Allen, and like I said, the Cavs are going to be back in action tomorrow. What needs to change against the Celtics team, which is still without Porzingis?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because we're coming off a seven-game hard-fought battle with a very physical team. Now, to me, the Celtics are not a physical team. They're more finessed and very good at it. So I'm anxious to see how the game's going to be called, because with us coming off of seven games of playing this way, we're going to start this game out that way. And I'm anxious to see how the referees are going to call it going up against the Celtics. But I'm looking forward to an opportunity here. But them being off with no Porzingis, because you have to change your little things with Horford, so you can't be exactly like you've done the season. And they haven't had to deal with a lot of that type of adversity this year. They've been having a pretty good, healthy year. So I'm anxious. If we're going to get one, it'll be tomorrow.
Well, Austin, you mentioned the referees. We know Donovan Mitchell has carried this team scoring-wise this series. I mean, he had 39 last night or yesterday afternoon. He had 50 the other game. He got to the free throw line 17 times. How much can he do, and who needs to step up to help him on the scoring side?
Well, you're right about that. I mean, he can't do it all by himself because it'll wear him out in a seven-game series. But it's going to have to take – everybody has to step up. I mean, if we can get Jared back and everybody back in the uniform, it'll help. But if not, then we're going to have to get more rebounding from our smaller people, and we got to get better shooting from the perimeter. That's the one thing that the Magic did to us. They shut down our perimeter game, and that's why I take my hat off to Donovan. Those last two or three games, he realized that it wasn't going to be an outside game. It was going to be a paint game, and that's where he did all his damage, in the paint. So, and that's where we got to get other guys to step up and understand that, because they sort of stood around and watched Donovan as opposed to joining in with him.
And Cavs legend and Cavs color analyst Austin Carr is here with us on the JR Sport Brief show. A lot of people are familiar with Donovan Mitchell, even dating back to his time with the Jazz. This is going to be the first time the Cavs have had this type of national profile in years.
Right.
I've been watching Evan Mobley, even dating back to college. A lot of people are going to learn more about him. I mean, five blocks yesterday, all the rebounds, the points. How has he changed and grown since you saw him arrive in Cleveland? And what is more of the country going to learn as they pay attention?
Well, I think as he has progressed, he understands that it's in that paint, regardless of the style of play, you got to be a strong-minded individual inside to do it for 48 minutes. And I think he's learned that as he's gone through it. He put in an extra time. He put a weight room into his house so he could stay with it all the time. I mean, he's still not where he needs to be or where I think he should be strength-wise, but he's getting very close. And but as you know, mentally, he's accepting the challenge, and that's half the battle right there. And I'm looking forward to him stepping up and making it tough inside, because if we can do that, especially when Allen is, it looks like he's going to be out, we got to have somebody in there who's going to give us that physical presence inside. And even though he's not built to where he looks like it, he can bring it if he doesn't have to deal with three or four guys all the time.
Well, Austin, at the elimination of the Cavs last year, we heard Jared Allen. A little surprisingly, he admitted this out his mouth. The moment was too big for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Right.
Do you feel that they have grown from last year to what they are now as an overall squad?
I think as overall, they have learned a lot. I mean, what I looked at now, it took us 6.5 quarters to show what it was all about. And to me, that last half of Game 7, we finally got to the point where we met fire with fire, and it changed the whole situation, because the physical play we had in that last half, along with Donovan doing his thing, is the first time in the whole 7 games that I saw the Magic have any kind of a doubt in their mind, because they were so confident about the fact that they had our number. But in that last half, things changed quickly because we understood the moment and they didn't. And that really was a growth period for us.
Well, Austin Carr is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. You know, there's so much attention to Donovan Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell, is he going to stay? Is he going to go? Are they going to extend him? Does he want it? Has this affected the team? Have you noticed that? Do you hear or see anything, or do they just go out there and handle business?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I haven't really noticed it because he kind of plays it really to the vest. I mean, Donovan doesn't really get off in that. Matter of fact, every time somebody asks him about it, he always squashes it. And, you know, I don't have time to think about that, and I'm thinking about trying to go forward in the playoffs. So he kind of squashes it, but I don't really see or feel anything yet. I mean, I've been watching, looking for it all season, but he's done a good job of keeping everything focused on the task at hand as opposed to worrying about what's going to happen in the future.
Without a shadow of a doubt. Well, Austin, I got to ask you this as well. Today, the Miami Heat, their season over. Pat Riley, someone who you're familiar with, both of your times playing in the league and how your careers have gone. But today, he had comments about Jimmy Butler where he's kind of said, hey, if you're not playing, why are you saying anything? What are your thoughts about how the league has changed? And somebody like Pat Riley, we don't hear criticism of the players openly anymore, but we heard it from him. What are your thoughts?
Well, to me, that's a sign that Jimmy's on shaky ground. I mean, Pat Riley doesn't do those kind of things, and if he sends out something like that, that message is for Jimmy Butler. It's not for us. I mean, so I'm kind of looking at it. There must be something going on there that he's trying to get a message over to him and let him understand what it's all about, because Riley is old school, and your best availability is availability. So and that's what he's trying to send him, a message that, hey, you know, if you want to criticize, you want to talk about what's going on, be available to play. And that's old school. That's just what it's all about.
Well, Austin, you played in the 60s. You played in the 70s. What's the deal with the current group of players? Are they worked out too much? Do they not play enough? Are they entitled? Like, what's going on?
Well, it's just a different mindset. I mean, when I played in the league, a little bit of pain, you just play with it. And everybody expected you to do that. Now they don't expect you to do that because they have all these other analytic things and different processes that you go through to determine if you play or not. Even if you don't have pain or if you do have a little pain or pain you can play with, there's always sort of protocols you have to go through to make it work. And it has nothing to do with the value of the game you have to play or what you're doing. And that's just how it is now because a lot of these guys, they pay them a lot of money and they want to protect their investment, which I can understand that. But as I remember when I was a rookie, I was in the locker room. I had twisted my ankle and feeling a little ginger. And the next game, Butch Spear came up to me and said, well, AC, can you walk? I said, yeah, I can walk. He said, well, then I think you better get taped up because we're trying to win the ball game. And that's kind of how I accepted my whole rest of my career. And I had a lot of injury problems, but I always – that's just how we thought about it. Now it's just different. I mean, they almost give you a way out to make sure that you don't hurt yourself or don't get yourself in any problems physically because they pay a lot of money to have you out there and they try to protect it.
No, everybody trying to protect their investment. This is Mr. Yes. Cavalier, Austin Carr. Hey, last question for you. Are we going to see these Cavs in the East Finals?
Well, I'm hoping so. I'm praying. I'm really praying that we find a way. I mean, really, during the season, we've had some good games against the Celtics that we probably should have won more than the one that we won. But at the same time, again, we're catching them, I think, at a good time because Porzingis is out. And as much as he means to them, on both ends of the floor, that should give us a little bit of an edge. Now, can we take advantage of it? That's different because what that does, though, is going to turn Brown and Tatum loose, and they're going to be going for 30 apiece. So we got to deal with the rest of the guys. So hopefully we'll have our game ready and we can be competitive.
There's going to be a lot of people who are going to be locked in and checking things out. Well, Austin, Mr. Carr, thank you so much. I appreciate the time. Enjoy the series, okay?
Always a pleasure. Have a good day.
You as well. That a Cavaliers legend, Mr. Cavalier, Austin Carr. He's now a Cavs color analyst. It's always good to hear him pop up, you know, just throughout the course of the day. When the Cavs games are on throughout the course of the year, always a pleasure to listen and hear his commentary. And now with the Cavs back, it's good to have him, you know, on the air. They haven't had this success. I will say again, they have not been to no semifinals. They haven't won no round. They have not done this since LeBron James. You know, I said last week very clearly, who's excited about the Cavs and the Magic? Well, yesterday was the first game that I watched, and I got no choice now. Tomorrow, I'm going to be tuned in and locked in to the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Celtics. Everybody has a little bit of an injury issue. You look at the Boston Celtics, Porzingis still dealing with that calf. You think about Jared Allen, the other big man. He's dealing with a rib issue. And so things could be a little interesting. Donovan Mitchell may say, hey, I'm going to drop 50. Hey, Darius Garland, help me out. We're going to find out soon enough. We got a lot to do, a lot to discuss. If you want to holler at me, the phone lines are open. It's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Me, Austin Carr, we talked about the comments by Pat Riley going after his own player in Jimmy Butler. Well, on the other side of the break, last night on Netflix Live, Kevin Hart led a roast of Tom Brady. If you thought some of the things that Pat Riley had to say about Jimmy Butler were bad, what do you think some of the comedians said about Tom Brady? Kind of got kind of wild, deep, and it cut deep. Let's just put it that way. We're going to hear from some of these comedians.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Austin Carr for joining us in the last break. Mr. Cavalier, balled out for the Cavs in the 70s, is now a color analyst. He's eager, like all of us, to see what the Cleveland Cavaliers can do against the Boston Celtics. I got the Celtics. I got them winning in six. I mean, if it took the Cleveland Cavaliers this damn long, seven games against an inexperienced Orlando Magic team, I know the Boston Celtics may not have Kristaps Porzingis in this entire series at all. But I think given the Celtics' experience, unless they are just going to show up expecting to win, I gotta leave it there, folks. You know, I got the Celtics, unless they just show up just thinking this is going to be a cakewalk. And I don't expect that at all. Thank you again to Austin Carr for joining us in the last break. If you want to holler at me, it's simple. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We talked about Pat Riley throwing darts at his own player, verbal darts at his own player, Jimmy Butler. I'm like, hey, man, don't talk trash about anybody if you can't even suit up and play. We have that great conversation with Austin Carr. At the top of the hour, we're going to talk about the Knicks and the Pacers because, hey, they get rolling next hour, which is a lot of fun. And then speaking of the Magic, there are rumors that this young team that just lost to the Cavs, that Klay Thompson realistically might bolt for Orlando? 855-212-4227. I told you about Tom Brady getting roasted. We'll get into that as well. Oliver is calling from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Oliver, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hey, JR. How you doing?
I'm amazing. How are you?
Hey, JR, do you remember on Friday when I picked the Pacers in six?
Maybe, I think. I don't
know. Yeah, if you don't, I picked the Pacers in six.
Okay, so, well, thank you.
I called on Friday, and I just wanted to say, I watched a few games versus the Sixers fan, and I'll tell you, with Jalen Brunson, with this basketball IQ from Villanova, with Thibodeau, with everything that the Knicks have, I got to take it back. I have to take it back.
Whoa. What changed between Friday and Monday? You had 2 days. What changed?
Well, I'll tell you, watching these Knicks games over again. I mean, I think I watched the Sixers games pretty much emotionally, as you do as you're watching your team. I mean,
right.
You watch your games rooting for Embiid, rooting for Kelly Oubre, rooting for Tyrese Maxey, focusing on them, and you don't really notice what the Knicks can do from a basketball standpoint, not a moving on standpoint. So, I mean, I watch those games again, and I just think it's silly to pick the Pacers.
Is it?
The Pacers.
Why?
They're the Pacers. I mean, what do they have? Pascal Siakam.
No, they have Pascal Siakam, who's had a couple of 30-point games here. You have Tyrese Halliburton, who's unfortunately dealing with a back issue. He had back spasms earlier today, but it wasn't reported.
And it never switched so quick.
Well, it's been reported a few minutes ago that he is expected to play. I'm assuming his back is fine now. You know, back spasms, mm-hmm. It could bother you now and be gone. And
right.
This is a team that gets up and down the court, and they have the highest scoring team in the league. And so, I mean, it's a clash of styles here. And I'll tell you this, Oliver, you only got to wait about an hour to see what happens. So, as a matter of fact, Oliver, thank you for calling. We'll take a listen to what Rick Carlisle had to say. Okay, Oliver, don't go nowhere.
All right. Thanks for the call.
So thank you so much, Oliver, for calling from Philadelphia. Yeah, Rick Carlisle, he said himself that this was not going to be easy. I know Oliver changed his mind. Let's take a listen. Rick Carlisle says, the Knicks, they ain't no pushovers.
It's always great competition. It's an important time of the year, you know, when you get to the second round of the NBA playoffs, and we're going to have to be very resilient, and we're going to have to be very together.
Okay. Hickey, what did I say? I said six games for the Knicks, right?
Knicks in six was your official prediction.
Knicks in six. He was saying Pacers in six. You said you got the Pacers winning one game, right?
Knicks in five.
Knicks in five. Okay. All right. I'm fine with it. I mean, what are we going to do? We can't go that further. Well, I mean, we can. And for a minute there, I said, oh, Halliburton may not play. This is easy. But then it's just a back. Hickey, has your back ever bothered you?
Oh, I mean, to this day still.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Need to do some yoga? You doing, like, what are we doing here? What happened?
I think I stood weird one day, and okay. For like a few weeks it was all messed up. But I did, you know, some yoga poses and stretched it out. Feels better. So now I'm back to normal. But for like 3 weeks, it was no bueno.
What does that mean? Like, you couldn't move? Or what happened?
I mean, I could move, but, like, I couldn't really do a lot of workouts, or I would be afraid that it would, like, flare up again. Because, like, lower back, you know, once, you know, you aggravate it, it locks up, and you're basically done. You can barely walk. It hurts. You can't really sit comfortably whatsoever. It's, I mean, lower back pain, and I'm sure, unfortunately, I think most people know what it feels like. It sucks.
Why back's gotta hurt so damn much? Like, it's in the middle of your body. I work on my midsection to strengthen my body, and then my back still sucks. I do exercises to strengthen. I can't do anything.
And it's not like we're doing anything crazy, right? We're not professional weightlifters here, lifting more weight than we should in a deadlift form. You're doing normal, everyday activities. You bend down and get a sock. Oh, right. What was that? And all of a sudden, you're crippled.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Yeah. Well, it looks like Halliburton is going to play, so I don't think we got to worry too much about that. And so, you know what? Before the New York Knicks get going against these Pacers, the game has a start time of 7:30. So, Hickey, what is that? They're going to BS us? They're going to play? It's on TNT. So, are they playing at 7:30? They're going to play at 7:40?
TNT is better than ESPN. I will say ball in the air, 7:37.
7:37. Okay.
So 7 minutes of lead up.
This is going to be a big game. The Pacers and the New York Knicks, historically, they hate each other. You can really thank Reggie Miller for a big part of that. And so that'll be a fun matchup. Thank God there is no Reggie Miller. And Hickey, come on now. The second game of tonight is Minnesota and Denver. We're going to see what Minnesota does in game two. We'll find out about Rudy Gobert and what have you and all of this after the birth of his kid. Reggie Miller is going to be calling this game, right? He has to call the game in Madison Square Garden.
You didn't see.
What happened?
He's going to be there.
Oh, my God.
He's going to be there in the flesh. And I saw in an interview earlier today, I forget where, so my apologies, he wants the boost. He actually said he would be offended if he doesn't get a Reggie Sucks chant.
Oh, well, you know what? The fans in New York are so derogatory, right? It's so foul. The language is so foul. It's bleep Trey Young. It's bleep Embiid. And okay, Embiid is just like, yeah, whatever. I love New York. I live here. He's like, I do. I got a house here. I got an apartment. He does, actually. You got Trey Young, who embraced it, took a bow in Madison Square Garden, actually showed up on a WWE show in Madison Square Garden just so he could get booed. Reggie Miller is master villain number one for New York Knicks fans. Absolutely hated. Nobody hates Pascal Siakam. He ain't do nothing to the Knicks yet. Nobody hates Tyrese Halliburton. You know, yeah, healthy rivalry between him and Brunson and Wally Szczerbiak, you know, throwing Halliburton under the bus. Oh, yeah, he's a wannabe all-star. Brunson is the guy. Like, but outside of that, there's nobody on the Pacers that people hate. I mean, even some of Reggie's teammates, these are New Yorkers. Chris Mullin and Mark Jackson, these were New Yorkers. And so I will say, as much as I can't stand New York fans who want to chant F this guy and F that, I find a little too crass. I think you can do better. If anybody in Madison Square Garden tonight gets an F you chant, it should be Reggie Miller, right? There's no other candidate. It's nobody else. Hickey, am I right? There's nobody else to boo.
There's nobody else. And you talk about, too, from a rhythm standpoint, how you got to work out the cheer. F you, Reggie, right? It flows. F you, Tyrese, does not really flow that well. It's tough. You can't say F you, Halliburton. Halliburton sucks. Too much of a mouthful.
Yeah,
the rhythm, right, too, is Reggie sucks or F you, Reggie's perfect.
No, Reggie sucks. I think that's the classic. That's the one from, you know, the past 30-plus years, 30, 35 years. It was Reggie sucks.
Do you get it now from the tip? Like, when do you do it? Because obviously he's calling the game, so he's going to be there the whole time. Do you start from the opening tip and just carry it through?
I think at the open. Okay. Like early on, Reggie sucks. And then the next thing you know, if the Knicks lose, then the next thing is all Knicks fans. They're not even focused on, you know, but who cares? It's the fans. I don't know. Reggie Miller, he's going to be sitting courtside. I don't know. Maybe they're going to put him on the screen for the whole intent and purpose for him to get booed. But then it's like the Knicks are distracted. I don't know. The phone lines are open, 855-212-4227. We'll talk more Knicks, talk more Pacers on the other side of the break. We'll also get into the Orlando Magic. Just eliminated by the Cavs, but they're thinking of a Klay Thompson? Okay. Anyway, 855-212-4227. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Austin Carr for joining us in the last break. Mr. Cavalier, balled out for the Cavs in the 70s, is now a color analyst. He's eager like all of us to see what the Cleveland Cavaliers can do against the Boston Celtics. I got the Celtics. I got them winning in six. I mean, if it took the Cleveland Cavaliers this damn long, seven games against an inexperienced Orlando Magic team, I know the Boston Celtics may not have Kristaps Porzingis in this entire series at all. But I think given the Celtics' experience, unless they are just going to show up expecting to win, I gotta leave it there, folks. You know, I got the Celtics, unless they just show up just thinking this is going to be a cakewalk, and I don't expect that at all. Thank you again to Austin Carr for joining us in the last break. If you want to holler at me, it's simple. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We talked about Pat Riley throwing darts at his own player, verbal darts at his own player, Jimmy Butler. I'm like, hey, man, don't talk trash about anybody if you can't even suit up and play. We have that great conversation with Austin Carr. At the top of the hour, we're going to talk about the Knicks and the Pacers because, hey, they get rolling next hour, which is a lot of fun. And then speaking of the Magic, there are rumors that this young team that just lost to the Cavs, that Klay Thompson realistically might bolt for Orlando? 855-212-4227. I told you about Tom Brady getting roasted. We'll get into that as well. Oliver is calling from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Oliver, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hey, JR. How you doing?
I'm amazing. How are you?
Hey, JR, do you remember on Friday when I picked the Pacers in six?
Maybe, I think. I don't
remember. Yeah, if you don't, I picked the Pacers in six.
Okay, so, well, thank you.
I called on Friday, and I just wanted to say, I watched a few games versus the Sixers fan, and I'll tell you, with Jalen Brunson, with this basketball IQ from Villanova, with Thibodeau, with everything that the Knicks have, I got to take it back. I have to take it back.
Whoa. What changed between Friday and Monday? You had 2 days. What changed?
Well, I'll tell you, watching these Knicks games over again. I mean, I think I watched the Sixers games pretty much emotionally, as you do as you're watching your team. I mean,
right.
You watch your games rooting for Embiid, rooting for Kelly Oubre, rooting for Tyrese Maxey, focusing on them, and you don't really notice what the Knicks can do from a basketball standpoint, not a moving on standpoint. So, I mean, I watch those games again, and I just think it's silly to pick the Pacers.
Is it?
The Pacers.
Why?
They're the Pacers. I mean, what do they have? Pascal Siakam.
No, they have Pascal Siakam, who's had a couple of 30-point games here. You have Tyrese Halliburton, who's unfortunately dealing with a back issue. He had back spasms earlier today, but it wasn't reported.
And it never switched so quick.
Well, it's been reported a few minutes ago that he is expected to play. I'm assuming his back is fine now. You know, back spasms, mm-hmm. It could bother you now and be gone. And right. This is a team that gets up and down the court, and they have the highest scoring team in the league. And so, I mean, it's a clash of styles here. And I'll tell you this, Oliver, you only got to wait about an hour to see what happens. So, as a matter of fact, Oliver, thank you for calling. We'll take a listen to what Rick Carlisle had to say. Okay, Oliver, don't go nowhere.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Well, thank you so much, Oliver, for calling from Philadelphia. Yeah, Rick Carlisle, he said himself that this was not going to be easy. I know Oliver changed his mind. Let's take a listen. Rick Carlisle says, the Knicks, they ain't no pushovers.
It's always great competition. It's an important time of the year, you know, when you get to the second round of the NBA playoffs. And we're going to have to be very resilient, and we're going to have to be very together.
Okay. Hickey, what did I say? I said six games for the Knicks, right?
Knicks in six was your official prediction.
Knicks in six. He was saying Pacers in six. You said you got the Pacers winning one game, right?
Knicks in five.
Knicks in five. Okay. All right. I'm fine with it. I mean, what are we going to do? We can't go that further. Oh, I mean, we can. And for a minute there, I said, oh, Halliburton may not play. This is easy. But then it's just a back. Hickey, has your back ever bothered you?
Oh, I mean, to this day still.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Need to do some yoga? You doing, like, what are we doing here? What happened?
I think I stood weird one day, and okay, for like a few weeks it was all messed up. But I did, you know, some yoga poses and stretched it out. Feels better. So now I'm back to normal. But for like 3 weeks, it was no bueno.
What does that mean? Like you couldn't move? Or what happened?
I mean, I could move, but like I couldn't really do a lot of workouts, or I would be afraid that it would like flare up again. Because like lower back, you know, once you know you aggravate it, it locks up and you're basically done. You can barely walk. It hurts. You can't really sit comfortably whatsoever. Lower back pain. I'm sure, unfortunately, I think most people know what it feels like. It sucks.
Why back's gotta hurt so damn much? Like it's in the middle of your body. I work on my midsection to strengthen my body, and then my back still sucks. I do exercises to strengthen. I can't do anything.
And it's not like we're doing anything crazy, right? We're not professional weightlifters here, lifting more weight than we should in a deadlift form. You're doing normal, everyday activities. You bend down and get a sock. Oh, right. What was that? And all of a sudden, you're crippled.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Yeah. Well, it looks like Halliburton is going to play, so I don't think we got to worry too much about that. And so, you know what? Before the New York Knicks get going against these Pacers, the game has a start time of 7:30. So, Hickey, what is that? They're going to BS us? They're going to play? It's on TNT. So, are they playing at 7:30? They're going to play at 7:40?
TNT is better than ESPN. I will say ball in the air, 7:37.
7:37. Okay.
So 7 minutes of lead up.
This is going to be a big game. The Pacers and the New York Knicks, historically, they hate each other. You can really thank Reggie Miller for a big part of that. And so that'll be a fun matchup. Thank God there is no Reggie Miller. And Hickey, come on now. The second game of tonight is Minnesota and Denver. We're going to see what Minnesota does in game two. We'll find out about Rudy Gobert and what have you and all of this after the birth of his kid. Reggie Miller is going to be calling this game, right? He has to call the game in Madison Square Garden.
You didn't see.
What happened?
He's going to be there.
Oh, my God.
He's going to be there in the flesh. And I saw in an interview earlier today, I forget where, so my apologies, he wants the boost. He actually said he would be offended if he doesn't get a Reggie Sucks chant.
Oh, well, you know what? The fans in New York are so derogatory, right? It's so foul. The language is so foul. It's bleep Trey Young. It's bleep Embiid. And okay, Embiid is just like, yeah, whatever. I love New York. I live here. He's like, I do. I got a house here. I got an apartment. He does, actually. You got Trey Young, who embraced it, took a bow in Madison Square Garden, actually showed up on a WWE show in Madison Square Garden just so he could get booed. Reggie Miller is master villain number one for New York Knicks fans. Absolutely hated. Nobody hates Pascal Siakam. He ain't do nothing to the Knicks yet. Nobody hates Tyrese Halliburton. You know, yeah, healthy rivalry between him and Brunson and Wally Szczerbiak, you know, throwing Halliburton under the bus. Oh, yeah, he's a wannabe all-star. Brunson is the guy. Like, but outside of that, there's nobody on the Pacers that people hate. I mean, even some of Reggie's teammates, these are New Yorkers. Chris Mullin and Mark Jackson, these were New Yorkers. And so I will say, as much as I can't stand New York fans who want to chant F this guy and F that, I find a little too crass. I think you can do better. if anybody in Madison Square Garden tonight gets an FU chant, it should be Reggie Miller, right? There's no other candidate. It's nobody else. Hickey, am I right? There's nobody else to boo.
There's nobody else. And you talk about, too, from a rhythm standpoint, how you got to work out the cheer. FU Reggie, right? It flows. FU Tyrese does not really flow that well. It's tough. You can't say FU Halliburton. Halliburton sucks, too much of a mouthful.
Yeah,
the rhythm, right, too, is Reggie sucks or FU Reggie's perfect.
No, Reggie sucks. I think that's the classic. That's the one from, you know, the past 30-plus years, 30, 35 years. It was Reggie sucks.
Do you get it now from the tip? Like, when do you do it? Because obviously he's calling the game, so he's going to be there the whole time. Do you start from the opening tip and just carry it through?
I think at the open.
Okay.
Like, early on, Reggie sucks. And then the next thing you know, if the Knicks lose, then the next thing is all Knicks fans. They're not even focused on, you know, but who cares? It's the fans. I don't know. Reggie Miller, he's going to be sitting courtside. I don't know. Maybe they're going to put him on the screen for the whole intent and purpose for him to get booed, but then it's like the Knicks are distracted. I don't know. The phone lines are open, 855-212-4227. We'll talk more Knicks, talk more Pacers on the other side of the break. We'll also get into the Orlando Magic, just eliminated by the Cavs, but they're thinking of a Klay Thompson? Okay. Anyway, 855-212-4227. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.